Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s. Yeah. Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys morning show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Hey, Paisley.
I like cream corn. Sweet corn.
I don't like Dave. He got fat now.
Oh, boy.
Corn syrup. I like Head, though. He's a preacher now.
Fieldy.
Yeah, I know. She might like corn now.
Uh-oh.
Fieldy's the man of God. I don't know about Head. I think Head came back.
No, Head, he's not backsliding. He's a side project that's like a Bible band.
Don't you have to backslide to be in corn, though?
I don't know. I've always said the best preachers always were like criminals or like drug dealers or something. Yeah. You don't want to be fresh out of the gate going to Bible seminary and come in there and say, I know exactly what you're dealing with here, folks.
No,
like, no, you don't. You've been to Fruitland. You ain't been to First Week.
Uh-uh.
Machine gun preacher.
Big difference.
Yeah.
Velocipastor.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
That's a real movie.
I wouldn't doubt it.
It's on Prime.
In about 1 hour, the FOF line, 864-241-4318. You can still get it. Right, Fat Boy? They still call?
Oh, yeah, man. It's always open.
Call in. Get on the FOF line.
And make the cut.
Uh-oh.
864-241-4318. I have decided something. And this has nothing. Let me first state this. This has nothing to do with any doomsday preparations.
Okay.
This has nothing to do with, you know, people like to say that traveler's rest is, there's two traveler's restlesses. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They like to say there's, like almost uppity traveler's rest. Uppity slash.
Trying to be Asheville.
I've heard Asheville light before. And I was like.
Minus the.
I don't know what you mean by that. So, you know, we have a farmer's market and everything. And we try to go every Saturday morning. She makes me walk to it.
Really?
Well, we park and walk down the Swamp Rabbit Trail to it from a great distance away.
Okay.
And then you get there and walk. And it's like, that's like walking to the barnyard and then walking more. You know what I mean?
You better do what she wants or wear a cup one.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So, anyway, there's a lot of people, you know, look, with both sides of Traveler's Rest, the what we'll call the good old boys, they very self-sustaining. They'll have not everything. I'll run into them at Walmart. They can't grow toilet paper.
I love Walmart.
You know?
It'd be awesome if they could.
You're telling me I would grow Cherry Coke Zero.
Right. You want a Cherry Vanilla Coke?
Yeah. Paige took them all.
Oh. I did. I love them.
You're drinking it hot, too, which is, oh.
Oh, no.
That's weird.
It's sitting over there. It's going to be kind of chilled. It's cold in that corner.
It's not hot.
So anyway, long story short, we'll cut it down a little bit. I've decided to turn my backyard into a farm.
Really?
Not like a full-fledged farm. I'm not going to have like a big tractor, but...
I got something I'm planting in your backyard.
Tulips.
Tobacco.
Are you going to be able to plant everything that you buy?
I'll put a cigarette out on his ass.
Well, I mean, we'll see. I'll have to. Oddly enough, when I go to the farmer's market tomorrow, no one there will have any answers for me. They'll just be selling, you know,
right.
Baked goods and
good cantaloupes this time of year.
Yeah.
Mennonites.
I'm sure.
You can learn a lot from the people selling, though, because, you know, ask them about how to find a good cantaloupe. You'll know my secrets and tricks.
I've ordered a hat on Amazon.
Okay.
Yeah.
A straw one, like farmers wearing the sun.
I think that's cool.
Yeah.
You going to wear overhauls? Or overalls?
The only overalls I have now, I cut into shorts when I was going to be Bubba Ray Dudley that year for Halloween.
Yeah.
Can I just
I decided against it at the last minute.
Overhauls.
But the one thing I wanted to say, though, is... I'm not going to, you know, in the past when I had all these different hobbies that I wanted to get into or whatever, I feel like I almost used you, the audience, to say, hey, come teach me how to do this, whatever. I'll give you the progression. I'll take pictures. I'll put it on my Instagram and all that stuff. But it's not something that's got to be, like, constantly talked about. But I will certainly share the goods. I'll bring in, you know, whatever grows.
Bring in a peck of pickled peppers?
Yeah. See, sometimes, like, okay. with the guitar, you know, it's like, oh, I want to do this. What was the real reason behind that? I don't know. I don't have the brain capacity to be taught anything. I mean, I don't. Like, you can go look on YouTube, people tell me, like, yo, they'll teach you on YouTube how to play guitar. Like, well, I can't process it like that. So anyway, whenever this stuff... comes up, whatever it is, I'll bring in a little bit for everybody, and we can feast on it or smoke it or whatever it is. I don't know.
You might have to wait, right? I think you missed the season on a lot of stuff.
Yeah, everything.
Well, why would they send it to me now? And then it didn't say on the package when to.
Oh,
well, maybe it did. I can't read Chinese.
There are things you can plant in July, but you may want to start inside. As seeds and grow them inside, and then move them outside once they're plants, so they won't burn up.
I got these seeds in the mail.
Uh huh.
And they're marked. And they're. I think it's Chinese. I don't know.
Yeah, those. I throw them away.
I planted them yesterday. Well, first I thought they were like chia seeds, so I bit one of them.
Yeah, and you've been advised not to throw them away because we don't want them sprouting in landfills either.
By who?
That's true.
Now China tell you they're not theirs.
But they came from there.
No. Yep. That was all a routine.
The mysterious seeds. I think you did.
I think I won. No, y'all won.
Oh.
Who won?
I really won.
Paige, were you aware of these?
Peppers and tomatoes.
Okay, Paige was aware, so I was right. Yeah.
But Paige did. Wins. I did. If Google is correct, they may be wrong, but there are other things that you can plant besides those seeds that grow.
Yeah, I don't want to really be a farmer. I just wanted to see if you knew that.
I was just hoping that.
I just wanted to see if we'll look at the text.
Don't do it. Don't do it. It's Chinese seeds.
It's Chinese seeds, man.
I was just grateful that you're not going to get chickens. That's all.
Well, I don't know. They grow out of the ground, Paige.
Well, I mean, you said you were going to be a farmer.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you have to have plants.
Well.
You have goats and chickens.
This isn't just in South Carolina. I've heard from my sister in Massachusetts and Caitlin's family in, I don't want to tell you where they're from, Florida. It's embarrassing. They've heard about it as well. And it's like, so these seeds are popping up. And if you've got a pack... I didn't. I thought we did for real, but it was earrings that came in. Not for me, for Bear. We got his ears pierced. No.
I don't see what they look like.
I don't know. I've seen pictures of them on the internet where people get them. It's these seeds. They're marked with Chinese. They're written in Chinese. I want to say Chinese lettering. I mean, it's written in Chinese, and it's addressed to you.
Mandarin.
And you open it up, and it's the seeds with no instructions, no directions, no identification as to what it is.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if anybody's taken the time to Google Translate what that says. I mean, what if it says, hey, look, we discovered how to grow money, and we're going to share it with the United States.
Yeah.
We're all like, whoa, man, I don't know about this. What if it's a huge green stalk? Maybe that's our Jacob's ladder to heaven.
So far, various states, a lot of states all over the country, their departments of agriculture, and I imagine the federal government too, are looking in to see what exactly these seeds are. And so far, they haven't figured it out, or at least haven't said publicly what they are.
Oh.
I mean, I don't know much about seeds and plants, but looking at the seeds when I saw pictures of them, I didn't recognize them as anything I've seen before.
What if it grows hydrochloroquine, or whatever it's called?
Are you supposed to call like some special department
DSS?
If you get them? No. It's like Agriculture Board or something?
You contact
the... Yeah, the Department of Agriculture.
Well, according to this news story, contact the USDA APHIS Smuggling Interdiction and Trade Compliance Program.
Well, that would be the federal U.S. Department of Agriculture. Instead of the South Carolina Department of Agriculture.
I'm going to call Hugh Weathers on his phone.
And it says here that Clemson University's Regulatory Services Division is working together with the SCDA to investigate this further.
Mm-hmm.
But this is national now, so yeah, you're right. It's moved all the way.
Oh yeah, they've been found in a bunch of states.
But how does, like, let me give out the phone numbers. 1-800-774-0093. If you know anything about them. I mean, because, like, the news, they're just giving you the regular breakdown.
Yeah.
They're saying what the memos say, you know. But with this, we can find out from, like, people. Wow. As I further read this story, South Carolina is the latest state to get them. Virginia issued a warning last week about these possible dangers.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Fab, will you know any intel about this?
Not this. But you know how people are, man. There are a lot of people that are stupid. And when they get stuff, they'll plant it.
Oh, you know some people planted these damn things. You know some people have.
It also says do not just throw them away. You have to contact them because they don't want these unknown species thrown away and ending up in a landfill.
No, they don't.
If they don't want it in a landfill, holy
serious.
Nike.
Well, you can't introduce an invasive species there. It'll get out of hand quick.
Yeah. All right. 1-800-774-0093. What is it? Because I said shnikes?
No, you said that like 5 minutes ago.
About the landfill?
Yeah, I thought Matt knew that and was coming back to it.
No, he just didn't hear you say it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did too.
And I'm being a dick about it.
Oh, it's called a reset.
Google. Yeah, I thought it was fun. What I got from him was that he did hear it and he was just revisiting what I said.
Let's remind him how long we've been in this business.
What you got from it was what I told you I was doing.
Well.
1-800-774-0093. We're never going to win any kind of radio awards
with
this infrastructure we have here.
We got top two.
Well, big deal. 1-800-774-0093. When there's only three people on the ballot, for God's sakes. Seeds, mystery seeds. I'd love to talk to some farmers, horticulturists, anybody knows about these seeds.
How are they?
We'll do it right after this. Morning, everybody.
Is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
Like this right here.
Nine.
Come go with us.
Paige.
Playing all the time.
And Fatboy.
Sorry, folks.
93.3 The Planet Rise.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 7:29. Wow. Minute early.
You are.
Or so.
Me on time, Isaiah.
Thank you. I was actually 2 days late to ask my mama. Yeah.
It seems like you're early when you ain't late, but we fine.
Yeah. So, Jimmy, when we last left the radio airwaves, you said you have some information, some intel on, I can say this isn't being whatever, these Chinese seeds, right? I can say that. This isn't me saying Kung Flu. This is me saying they're from China, allegedly.
They did come from China. I don't know if they originated in China, but they
mystery
were shipped here
seeds
from China.
Sent to unsolicited households around the world, including right here in South Carolina.
Yeah. So far, they've identified 14 seed species amongst the seeds.
Wow.
Ain't none of them wheat, are they?
Mustard, cabbage, morning glory, mint, sage, rosemary, lavender, hibiscus and roses.
So it's a troll move.
I don't know what it is.
Send America into freak out and then sit back and go.
Could you send us any more into freak out than the masks have?
I don't know.
What about when they hacked us or had the spy? Were they trolling us then?
With the consulate thing?
Yeah.
I mean, you have to figure these things were shipped well before the consulate thing happened because they got here.
Yeah, because it takes forever.
Yeah.
Like if you ever go on Amazon and look at something, and it's like, you will receive this like in 3 months. It's like likely coming from China.
No, right now it takes about a month to get something from Southern California to Greenville.
Mm-hmm. Well, China was saying it could be some fake labels. They're not sure it was shipped.
Oh, so China has spoke on this?
Yeah.
No, they're not saying they're sure they came from there. I don't know where they came from.
Goodness.
But yeah, it's just a. I mean, either somebody mixed something up somehow, or it's a troll move, or who knows what it is.
Yeah, why would anybody be sending free seeds out?
China wants the stuff sent back to them so they can check it out. Uh-huh. More like, oh, darn, we got caught. We'll get them back to us so we can do it again later.
Yeah, but Jimmy's saying, though, it's like, you know, it's a lot of it's just regular stuff, vegetables.
Flowers and herbs and vegetables.
Morning glories.
It ain't all been checked out yet.
And lavender.
I'm putting out executive order. You bring all the morning glories downhill to the executive mansion.
Hibiscus.
Does he live in the governor's mansion.
Mansion. You know why I stay there?
I'm not comfortable calling where the governor, a tax-paid employee, lives in a mansion. I don't like that.
Governor's mansion.
Well,
remember, we had a guy who delivered furniture, said the last occupant of that mansion was quite messy.
Mm-hmm.
In the bathroom.
Like all over.
Yeah.
The whole house is trashed.
I've issued an executive order.
Don't open the seeds.
Don't you do it.
Now open the tobacco. You know what I found out the other day about Johnny Appleseed? Johnny Appleseed was real.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was.
I told you he was.
You did not. I don't talk to you outside.
Bad boy said he wasn't real. I remember this.
Okay, so...
Johnny Appleseed was a real person. Fat Boy thought he was like Paul Bunyan or whatever.
Because Bill.
But
like a Johnny Appleseed folklore was type a person.
Yeah, but he was a land staker. So back in those days, whenever that was, if you planted seeds or you know made a farm or whatever on land, or planted trees or whatever, if you planted enough, the government would count that as a land stake. So when he started throwing around all these damn apple seeds, he was doing land stakes. He was claiming the land, and they were not even like Red Delicious apples. They were like crab apples. Like the, did you ever try the crab apples as a kid when you're out in the woods and you'd see them? You're like,
muscadines.
Well, they were so bad that they took them to the market and made alcoholic apple cider out of it.
Mm-hmm.
They fermented it and made it into apple cider with alcohol in it during Prohibition or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was awesome.
I love the land surveyors now with their little camera, and you can ride by and flip them off. Sitting outside just measuring land.
They're awful. I throw crab apples at them.
Oh, my God.
I ain't getting drunk later. Much later.
No,
that's I'm reading about the governor's mansion. It's been there since 1842, the governor's mansion.
This is probably in his family.
But they should just change half of his name, too, while we're at it.
Where would you
Arsenal Hill.
Expect him to live, though, where he's
in
secure?
In a trailer.
Yeah, but you have to protect your governor.
Well, put him in a trailer in KC.
Okay.
Yeah.
The governor's trailer.
The remains of Arsenal Military Academy, established in 1842.
You know the thing that so-and-so was telling us about with the particular governor that has a bunker under his mansion?
Yeah. Under his resort.
Under his resort mansion. Yeah. What is the edict on where Henry McMaster, our governor in South Carolina, would go if there was a nuclear strike?
I don't think he has nothing like that.
Oh, he doesn't?
No.
He should, because we're near a reactor.
He's going to go to Russia's and have one last meal.
they send him all to Colorado.
I want to go to the Columbiana Mall and ride on that merry-go-round one last time.
I want to ride on the fake horse.
But yeah, there's something out west, like Colorado, where there's some kind of mountain they go under.
Uh-huh.
There's a big bunker like that out there. Then there's the one in West Virginia under the resort that's much closer to D.C.
Where's the governor of Colorado?
Yeah, but Henry McMaster's in Columbia.
Yeah, he ain't got nothing like that.
Oh, Lord.
That's what I'm saying. He ain't got nothing like that.
He'll have to outsource his escape route.
He'll just have like a regular bunker in Thornblade or somewhere.
Oh, you might want to wait.
Ooh. Ooh, watch out now. Watch out now.
Yeah, they'll fly them all together, all the governors.
Turns out $40 goes further than I thought it did up there.
Keep them safe.
So the seeds you normally buy.
Tom Oak tried to tell us.
Where are those seeds made? What if they're made in China, too? Whatever, so like cucumber seeds, whatever you buy, you know, Lowe's or Home Depot.
Boy, those are all from Monsanto, son.
Yeah.
Oh, God. It ain't getting any better.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, because they try to eradicate annuals. Mm-hmm. They don't want to have that. Not yearbooks. But like the plants that grow back every year.
Yeah. So not old people word for your book.
I get that. I mean, it's
like. You got to sell your mall seeds.
It's awful what it does for the.
About perennials.
God, I'm starting to sound like something I don't want to sound like. But
I've issued an executive order.
It's probably not good for the environment.
Yeah.
That you don't let those grow back every year. But it kind of makes sense. Like, what if the end of your, when your car is getting ready to break down, you give it a car wash and suddenly it's brand new?
Yeah.
Great analogy, wasn't it? You love it.
Yeah, some kind of evil hybrid that can take over even kudzu and
or give you cancer.
Growing Priuses.
Yeah.
Right.
But the evil.
Do not open any packages. Has he spoken on the? Has Henry McMaster spoken on the seeds issue now? Or?
I haven't seen. I don't really pay much attention though. This
God,
week.
What an awful time to have decided you wanted to go into politics. Not even if you're not even talking about POTUS. I'm talking about just a low level, like just a mayor. Well, just a mayor used to be like you go ribbon cutting ceremonies, you get the big checks at charitable events.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of a chill kind of deal. Now it's like you're going head-to-head with the POTUS talking about the feds coming into town.
Yeah, but you know, if you're in Congress or the Senate or something, a pandemic's the time you can line your pockets.
Well, that seems to be the way.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Don't even work today.
All the rich people getting bank off this.
Let's pee. Well, let's wait after the break. Yeah, but first, let's go to P1 10 Stone. Good morning.
What's up, guys?
Hey, guys. You have some inside information about Henry McMaster.
Oh, inside information? I just get it off Alex Jones.
Uh-oh.
Oh, okay.
InfoWars.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. You know, before you speak on that, that is something that has to kind of make you turn your head sideways. When all the Google and YouTube and everybody decides, this guy cannot be on the internet in any way, shape, form, or fashion anymore. We're talking about Alex Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And then here you go, a little bit late, like not even a year later, and we're talking about some of the stuff that he was talking about. It's like,
oh, man, I've been listening to Alex Jones for like 10 years. Like, I got off of it. I didn't listen to it. Like, in 2012, I kind of got into it. But, well, I got deep into it. 9/11. I mean, what about the Building 7? I mean, they're going to come find my phone and track me down because of this.
Oh.
I said that the other day.
I mean,
good.
You said that the other day.
Well, I said the third building. It didn't make sense to me. But so the
building
thing.
Building 7.
Yes. Okay, I didn't know the number.
Yeah. Third building, Building 7.
Yeah, Building 7. I mean, so the World Trade Center was, I think it was like 1,387 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
Double check that one. Yeah. But I mean, I got like a physics minor from Appalachian State.
Jesus.
The time it takes an apple to fall that far is the exact time it took those all those buildings. I mean, the two buildings, because they were the same height. Dude.
Oh, man.
Okay, and then back to the money-making on the pandemic, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, 5G, I know they're going to label this phone call as absurd.
Oh, God.
But the NIH put out a study on 5G coronavirus induction into the skin cells.
Yeah. Whoa, that is giving people cancer, radiation kind of thing?
I mean, the radiation causes, I don't know, but like... the DNA like reacts with the millimeter waves of the five. Somehow, that's what the NIH study says that they took down. And I posted that to Facebook, and Facebook deleted the link on me. And I've got a screenshot of it. Like your URL could not be scraped.
Dude, Instagram flagged Madonna the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you ever imagine that Madonna and Trump would agree on something? I mean, that's wild.
Yeah,
that's wild. Oh God, did we lose him?
We lost him. That's phone got bugged.
Oh,
God.
Man.
Well.
I want you to call back. As a matter of fact, I want it to be 10 Stones Conspiracy Mysteries from now on.
I know. I wanted to get to the Henry McMaster thing he called about.
I know. He said that he knew for sure that there was a bunker under the mansion.
We went, yeah.
And then he started talking about 9/11. Alex Jones. Well, I brought that up. All right, fine. I screwed it up. Is that what you're trying to allude to?
No, I just knew that once you started going down that path, that it was going to go down that path for a while.
Well, it is kind of odd.
I thought we'd get back to Henry McMaster, but then, you know, the government cut his phone off before we got that far.
Yeah.
No one just said Alex Jones was going to be one of those.
Yeah.
I just knew it was a rabbit hole with him that he would start going. Because, you know, that's how it, you know, just, that's.
It's a crazy world.
It is.
We didn't even get to Baghdad being 130 degrees yesterday. More on that Monday.
Yeah, it's hot in Iraq, man.
Hot as hell. Paige, on your what's something to play?
We're going to talk about the most overrated TV shows. What TV shows do you think are completely overrated?
Scene on Seven.
Oh, man. Okay. We'll talk about that next in Your Eyes, Guys headlines.
At least I didn't say Whistle Tracks. Jesus. Y'all ain't like I'm... Listen, everybody's an enemy to me. Except our P1s and Americans.
They're not an enemy. They're family. I almost called them Emily.
That's right. All right. Some Emily's in our P1 Emily.
There's some Emily P1.
All right. Damn. Can we start over? Shoot really? Fire, man. All right. We'll be back. More, everybody.
Make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
All right, let's talk about TV shows. And do you find a lot of the shows that you watch and get excited about coming back are completely overrated? Well, if you do, you're not the only person out there because according to women, the most...
I swear with women, I don't know what y'all do. You ask us questions and you keep talking when we try to answer. I told Caitlin last night, I was like, she's like, what do you want for dinner tonight? I was thinking earlier that I wanted this and I got to go by here and do this. And I'm like, good Lord, let me answer the questions. Cube steak.
Well, let me
It's always cube steak.
Let me finish the sentence.
No,
that's not right.
I'll go back on the tape. I'll go back on the tape. I'm just trying to tell you that we were all looking around like, well, we were going to answer that question. Okay. Don't dead eye me right now.
That was weird.
But I just want to tell you the difference between men and women before you answer the question. The most overrated show, according to women, was Game of Thrones. And the most overrated show for men is Friends.
Friends.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't like a go-to for me, but I didn't say it was overrated.
Really looking back now, how dirty it was compared to everything on network television now.
Dirty and just socially awkward now when you go back and watch them.
Yeah.
Even if you watch shows from like 05, like I watched Curb Your Enthusiasm the other day, and I'm sitting there going like, my Lord.
Great show. Filthy.
Oh, man.
Like understated filth a lot of times. Sometimes overt filth.
Big time. I'm sitting there wondering, like, how'd they get on cable, and then Kenny Powers had to go to HBO? Like,
they were on HBO. Cable.
Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Yeah, it was on HBO.
It's brilliant filth.
Yeah. It is brilliant filth. That's a good way to put it. Matt, would you say like an older show like Cheers or MASH? Since I know you hate those, I don't know what else.
Nice. That I thought were overrated. There's one that it's the came up before we went on the air this morning. In the Heat of the Night, y'all, Fatboy, and you and Nine love that show.
Oh yeah, up. Man, love it.
Is it because of the weird accents?
No, it's just a good show. Yeah. Parker,
but it wasn't really rated high. So
this Bubba,
look here.
It's kind of hard for me. Touched by an Angel? I never really cared for that.
Oh, you didn't like that one with Saturday Nights?
No.
They always went to heaven in the end.
Yeah, but chasing it around, buddy.
I guess it would have to be one of these shows that has a cult-like following, like that has its own cons and stuff, like how Breaking Bad does and shows like that.
Walking Dead.
Yeah, Walking Dead has Walker Stalkers and all that. Now all these shows have their own cult followings and cons and stuff. You know, people just watch Cheers and MASH because it was on and they thought wanted to laugh at something light and funny and not really get too invested. Now,
I get it.
The show is your lifestyle. My lifestyle is I'm a fan of this show, which is dumb as hell.
You love The Bachelor. Some people hate it.
Nobody loves The Bachelor. They just watch it because they're bored.
It's so popular. All right, South Carolina is the only state where people think that Breaking Bad is the show that is way overhyped.
Maybe it's good.
Never watched it.
It's good.
Never watched it. And but that doesn't mean I think it's overhyped. I never watched it.
Man, something about these old shows, they're good when they're on, but nothing draws you back to rewatch them. Game of Thrones, Breaking Bad.
Well, why don't you go back and invest 200 more hours into watching it?
Like, I just rewatched Sopranos. I mean, that was okay.
Yeah, probably forgot a lot of that, though.
Yeah, it's also been 20 years since The Sopranos, almost. It ain't been nearly as long for Breaking Bad.
You can suck an egg until you jaw hurts.
All right, The Office, four states separated, Louisiana, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Virginia. And then, some people love it, some people just didn't get it. It's probably what happened.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Overrated, it just means that like a bunch of people like it and you don't like it.
No, the most overhyped show I can remember recently was probably Game of Thrones. In terms of just being super, super hyped up.
It was, and I'm not into that stuff, but it's really good except for the last season.
The way people talk about Game of Thrones is like,
it's so good.
Find something else in your life besides just one TV show.
But that was the show. I mean, if there has to be a show for you, Game of Thrones was like, I'd watch it and go, oh, I want more. I want another one. And then I'd have to keep watching it. That feeling that you love the show.
Yeah, I'm not saying it wasn't good. I'm just saying it was way hyped up. It was super hyped up, which would go into what the story is.
But not just what people say. You know you have a show that you love, right?
Nope. Yes, Baskets.
I've been watching a lot of South Park lately.
I just finished Baskets last night.
Didn't they cancel it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to start it now.
Yeah.
They finish it. It has to finish.
Why don't you want to start it if it's over?
Well, I thought if they canceled it,
it's 40 episodes, and it's real, real good. It's right. Dirty.
You'll if we like it, I ain't going to like it.
I might like it. I like some things y'all like.
Zach Galifianakis and Louis Anderson plays a woman.
They cuss in it?
Oh, stuff load, dude.
All right, I'm in.
So the it's Simpsons, on Hulu, Fabba.
Oh, I can't watch it.
The Simpsons is overrated in 7 states, Idaho, Mississippi, Nebraska, North Dakota, Oklahoma, Utah, and West Virginia.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely overhyped. It's been on too long.
It's been on 30-plus years.
I'll say WWE programming as of late.
Yeah.
Can I say a whole network?
God
awful garbage.
Awful.
So the most overrated show, according to this, Parks and Rec.
Yes.
I agree with that.
8
states. I like it. Still agree with it.
Colorado, Kansas, Minnesota, Missouri, New Mexico, Ohio, Oregon, and Rhode Island. You just think that Parks and Recreation is so overrated and so overhyped.
Yeah, when you can't equate it to like a Seinfeld. They try to do that sometimes because NBC owns all that, or Universal, or whoever it is now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
ESPN.
You know what else is overhyped?
Paying your taxes.
You're all dude, yeah.
No, it ain't. You.
There are people who all they do is watch The Office, then when they're done with it, they start it over again. It's all they do.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's timeless. It's.
It's bad.
It was good up until Michael left.
And when I say bad, it's bad in like a sour way. And like, you won't be as good a person for having watched this.
Why?
You just won't.
Everybody, did you see The Office? Let me tell you, you got to watch it. Like, no.
I get the whole theory.
All the characters are bad people except Michael.
Everybody's bullies
and
except
bad
Michael.
Too.
Even Toby was a jerk.
Yeah.
So I'm reading the text.
Might as well actually go to work.
I have to agree.
That's a good point.
Big Brother was so overhyped and overrated. I never really got into that show.
I thought that show was just garbage trash. You guys liked it. It wasn't for me.
You like minor league wrestling?
I do.
I didn't know what else to say. I didn't know what else.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's all I have to say about overhyped shows. Are we still on that topic?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I love The Office, though, but whatever, you know. We don't have to all watch the same stuff. Right. I don't like offensive clothing.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. All right.
I like The Simpsons, and these guys hate it.
I don't know. Is this offensive?
Slightly.
Jeez.
My crotch is blown out of these jeans. Right.
That's a different kind of offensive.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Well, a naked man fights with the cops at a drive-in theater. Haven't we seen enough of naked people running around lately?
You go to watch a movie and get a free show.
It's hot.
I know. Well, the cops in Center Township, Pennsylvania, got a call earlier this week about a naked guy causing a scene, literally, at a drive-in theater. And when they got there, they found this 28-year-old guy by the name of Ronald Cito. He was running around naked, and he punched 3 security guards. He told them to leave. They also fought with the cops, and then they arrested him and took him to the hospital to be evaluated. So he's facing several charges, and there's no word on why he was naked and running around. I don't know.
Wow. That's a fun story.
Just speculating. Form your own opinion.
That's 2 days in a row where we've had naked people just frolicking around.
Yes.
And no explanation as to why. It's got to be drugs.
Yeah.
Usually it is, right?
Yeah, but what drugs would it be, Jimmy, that would make you hot?
Any upper.
Any upper.
Any uppers make you hot. They speed up your heart rate. They make you hot by, you know, that effect.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like make him hot. Like.
Oh, with him?
Right.
Takes half a bottle of Schlager.
Ecstasy, both ways, hot.
Viagra.
Yeah, but no, any kind of upper. I mean, even like too much caffeine will get you like jittery and you get kind of sweaty, accelerated heart rate and that stuff. Even too much caffeine or any upper.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, then.
So if I see people sweating, I should assume they're on illegal drugs.
Mm. No, if you see me sweating, you know, it's just I had to move.
But if you see people sweating, it's going to be 93 today.
Yeah. Could be. It's just so dang hot.
It ain't the season, brother.
You can't take an upper if you live in Baghdad. You
no.
just
oh,
can't.
Gosh. No.
You'd have a body temperature of like 140.
Blow out your heart.
It ain't the eating season.
Oh, God.
All right. Well, Rise Guys headlines, styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique on Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Paige?
Yeah.
I apologize right now.
Right now. Right now.
I think one of these calls that we're about to play is you. I think it's you changing your voice.
To whom?
I'm just messing with you. I love
I'm
you.
Sorry.
We had some words a minute ago.
If I apologize. No.
Fatboy instigated it.
He did. He's been starting trouble all day.
I honestly didn't take offense to that at all.
Yeah. Well, I did.
I didn't want to hurt your feelings.
And
ever
feelings
on
hurt.
A Friday, it's always good. It's always fun.
We should go over the apology.
We should save our arguments to like Wednesday. Monday, you don't want to have them.
No
Friday, you're too happy. Wednesday, screw it to I'll get out.
Great day to argue.
All right.
Any heat on the FOF, Abba?
Oh, man, I don't want to ruin it for you.
It's just like, say it.
I mean, I forgot it's a couple of them.
Okay.
I mean, just, no. You know how stuff gets when you get in here?
Yeah.
Action left and right, man.
Oh, yeah.
I can't keep straight.
I know. If it's my week to do podcast descriptions, I have to, like, set back and remember, like, what did we just talk about 4 hours ago?
Yeah.
How hard is that for a normal person out there?
Dude, it's like,
to remember what you talked about just 4 hours ago.
I'll sit here and remember, what were we doing 5 minutes ago?
Yeah.
Right, we'll do one of us will do rejoins 1 week. The other one will do podcast descriptions, you know, whatever. And good Lord, that's so difficult to do.
Might be something to build you up.
Yeah.
Maybe a little positive going
on. Oh,
the
yeah, right. Yeah. Okay. All right. Oh, the FOF line will play your hateful voicemails right after this. Good morning, everybody.
You and me and everyone else who knows what's good for them is listening to the audio magnificence of
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
And we are loving every second of it.
93.3.
The planet rocks.
CVM is still.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.